Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and I'm joined today by another founder of another organization, one that you are probably familiar with. His name is Tony Lyons. Well, he is the co-founder of a group, a super PAC right now, that you need to know about called AmericanValues2024.org is the website, but he's also the president and publisher of Skyhorse Publishing, which I think is America's greatest book publisher, publishes all the best books, including Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Truth About Fauci, and Mickey Willis's book, and coming up someday here soon, maybe even my book on survival nutrition, if my staff can help get all that wrapped up. But anyway, Tony Lyons, it's awesome to have you on. I'm a great admirer of you and your work and your company. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You are, I think, the busiest guy I know. You're doing so many things, and now you've co-founded this super PAC. First, tell us about the super PAC. Why did you decide to take on another responsibility because you already handle so much?
Yeah, so my feeling is that Bobby Kennedy is just an incredible candidate. And that when you look at the other options, and specifically when you look at President Joe Biden, you really see that we have to get a president who is intelligent, who is thoughtful, who has done an incredible amount of research, and who really cares about this country and is honest. And I think that's what you get with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And so I want to be part of him becoming president, and I want to do everything that I can to make that happen.
Wow. Well, okay. There's a succinct answer, and thank you for that. And I tend to agree with you. As you know, I interviewed Bobby Kennedy, last week or so, and he's very intelligent, very well-informed, very articulate, and he just knows about everything. That's what's stunning, is you can ask him about Ukraine, or you can ask him about energy, or you can ask him about even some tech or finance or whatever. He knows this stuff because he reads, he does research, he writes, he's a speaker, he's active. I agree with your assessment. What do you think is his pathway to victory for the Democrat nomination?
So I think that Biden is a terrible candidate, and so if it was fair, and if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. can really get a voice and be heard by the people in this country, they will choose him over Biden, for the nomination. And,
yes.
So the problem is that there's so much censorship in this country now. And, many people don't recognize it, but, Bobby Kennedy is a candidate for president, and he can't even get a fair shake from ABC News.
So
he,
right.
Went on to their show, he taped a really good segment, and then they went back and they took out everything that they didn't like, and they then bookended it with disclaimers saying that it was all misinformation, that you shouldn't trust what he says. And that's not supposed to happen in this country. So, my feeling is that his pathway is the pathway of open dialogue and debate.
Yeah, I mean, what you just described, what they did to him at ABC, it's unconscionable, and it shows you that the media is in the pocket of the current regime in power, which I believe to be illegitimately in power, by the way, although I know opinions vary on that. But what RFK Jr. is facing now is the corruption and the cover-ups and the deception of the party that he has chosen to be affiliated with. He's a Democrat, and I would say he's an old school Democrat, the kind of Democrat that actually his whole family, for the most part, had pro-America values. And think about his uncle, JFK. He was trying to help America, trying to get an honest money system, and the CIA had him assassinated. How is RFK supposed to fight the corruption of his own party to even win the nomination fair and square?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough road, but I think, like I said, that when people hear him, they will recognize that he's an old school Democrat, that he's what we've been calling a Kennedy Democrat, which is not like the Democrats now. So the Democrats now are pro-war, which the old Democratic Party never was. They are anti-free speech, which the old Democratic Party never was.
Right.
So, you know, with those kinds of things, he wants to bring the Democratic Party back to where it was before.
Yeah.
With values that it had before, with the constitutional values. And, you know, so the Democratic Party now also really wants to take away many of our constitutional rights. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been fighting for the last 40 years to protect Americans. He's been suing the government, suing big corporations who are trying to collude to make as much money from the people of this country as they can, you know, at the expense of our health and our welfare.
So the super PAC that you co-founded, American Values 2024, I have it up on my screen here. How does this work? I know it's not affiliated with the Bobby Kennedy campaign, but how much money can people donate to the super PAC? What does the super PAC do with that money?
Sure. So, you know, people can donate as much money as they want. So when they donate money directly to a candidate, there's a, you know, sort of a low cap on how much they can donate. It's $3,300 for the current period, and then a total of $6,600 for the entire next 18 months. But to a super PAC, there's no limit to how much you can donate. And then as far as what we would do with it, you know, we would work in every way we can to make people aware of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes, what he would do as president, how he differs from Biden or from any other candidates. So we've started out by placing advertisements in, you know, all of the major newspapers, full page ads, telling the four or five main things that he would likely do as president. And, you know, so that I think is a start, but you know,
are you saying you've already taken out those full page ads?
Yes.
Those have already run.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's great news. Can you tell us about the four or five points that those ads talk about?
Sure. So, you know, one of them is he would focus on, an anti-war policy where we would try to bring our troops home, try to spend the money that we've been spending all around the world fighting these, you know, forever wars, these endless wars with no real objectives, and take that money and give it to the American people and try to rebuild the middle class. Because what's happened during the last 3 years, but before that too, is that the middle class has been gutted.
Absolutely. So
during the pandemic, I think the stats are that there was one billionaire created every day. So while the rest of the country was getting poorer and poorer, billionaires were reaping these huge windfalls from it. So that's the kind of thing that Bobby Kennedy wants to end. And he wants to protect the American people and have their lives get better and better. And, you know, not focus on trying to change, you know, the leadership of countries all around the world. Try to focus on having good leadership here and having good policies here that benefit people in this country. And maybe that's the best way to change the world, is to go back to that concept of the United States being a city on a hill that people would look up to.
So we still have quite a bit of time here, obviously, before the 2024 election, but Bobby Kennedy has to, he's got to compete for the nomination. And I think the strategy of the mainstream media is to just shut him out so nobody even hears what he has to say. No one even knows he's a candidate, and then just kind of shove Joe Biden back into the White House, which is what they did the first time too, by the way. How can the Democrats even pretend that they represent democracy when they won't let one of their own candidates have a debate? It's incredible.
You know, that's a great point. I mean, I think that the people in this country ought to have a right to see Bobby Kennedy on a stage with Joe Biden and decide for themselves whether they think his policies represent what they believe or Joe Biden's policies do. And I don't think there are many people in this country who would believe that if they heard the two of them debate.
Yeah, that's right. And especially, I think the issue that is generating a lot of crossover interest from the Republican Party to Bobby Kennedy is his stance on, of course, vaccines, the NIH, Fauci, and so on. And just to be clear, he's not an anti-vaccine person. He's not opposed to all vaccines. But he's written a whole book that your company published that outlines what I would call crimes against humanity that were carried out with the help of Fauci and others through the NIAID, the NIH, and so on. And frankly, Robert F. Kennedy is the only candidate from any party that is willing to stand up and shout the truth about those issues. Even Trump won't say those things. How astonishing is that?
Yeah, I mean, he is not only the only really honest politician in this country, I mean, from my perspective, but he's also really been brave and he's risked everything. So he's gone out there and he's lost all kinds of board memberships, personal friendships, jobs, family connections, because he's been unwilling to just cave in. He's been unwilling to say things that he doesn't believe. And, you know, when's the last time in this country we had a really honest politician who was just going to do the research and follow it anywhere it goes and tell the American people the truth? So I think that, you know, that's what he really stands for at his core. So you may disagree with many things that he says on, you know, specific issues, but what you get with Kennedy is somebody who's open to ideas, open to dialogue, and who may well change his mind.
Well, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because even I don't agree with him on every single point. And I don't agree with Trump on every single point. But just like you said, Tony, that Robert Kennedy is willing to learn and listen. He is, he's inquisitive, he's thoughtful, he's mindful, and he's compassionate. He cares about humanity. He cares about the environment from a true environmentalist point of view. And he speaks out against the authoritarian tyranny that has been invoked by under the climate label to try to, you know, destroy the way of life that we know, even though he is very much concerned. He's very much opposed to, let's say, you know, coal-fired power plants. But at least with Robert Kennedy, you can reason with him. You're talking to a reasonable man. You can debate. You might arrive at different conclusions, but you're not talking to, you know, a brain dead zombie puppet, a placeholder, which I would consider Biden to be a placeholder. That's my opinion, not yours, but I think Biden's just a placeholder and someone else is controlling him. He's the first presidential puppet that we've ever had in the United States who is hardly aware of where he is. That's got to end. I don't care which party at this point. We need a real human being who is thoughtful and intelligent and has morals and ethics. If that's a D, if that's an R, if that's an L, if that's an I, it doesn't matter to me. Let's get real people back in the White House. How about that?
Yeah, we definitely need to have a president that we can be proud of. And I don't think you can be proud of a president who can't remember his lines, who can't have a real debate with anybody, not even with another candidate. He can't answer questions that a reporter asks him if he doesn't have a crib sheet. And, you know, Bobby Kennedy, you know, when he announced that he was running for president, he spoke for nearly 2 hours in Boston without any notes.
Yes.
With nothing, with no teleprompter, nothing. Off the top of his head, he spoke intelligently and wisely about, you know, all of the major issues that are, you know, critical to the future of this country. And we need politicians who can do that. And there have to be people in this country who can. And Bobby Kennedy is certainly one of them.
I agree with you. And it's clear, by the way, he's not going to get any support from Pfizer. So it's critical for all of you watching, consider donating to AmericanValues2024.org. That's the super PAC that Tony Lyons here is the co-founder of. And they will spend your donation money to raise awareness on behalf of the issues that Robert F. Kennedy is bringing to light. And in fact, I would like to ask you, Tony, what are the next projects? Where else would you spend money should that money appear?
Yeah, so I think that it would be you know, that there are lots of different ways to spend money. But, you know, so one of them, like I said, is trying to get people directed to their website, to teamkennedy.com, sorry, where they can get more involved, they can learn more as far as what Bobby Kennedy stands for and what he would do on each issue. So that, I think, is a big part of it too. But it's such a big struggle in this country now, where there's been so much censorship and so much propaganda that, you know, people don't really know who the candidates are. They only know how the sort of myopic media has, you know, steered them to view a particular candidate. And so a big part of the super PAC's job is going to be to tell the truth and to make it possible for the public to see the truth about who this particular candidate is.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate you, Tony, too, because you have spearheaded the publishing of so many books that also reflect the same kind of courage and truth that you're speaking about right now. You've represented numerous authors. I mentioned, you know, Mickey Willis earlier, as well as, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And myself. We are under contract for a book on survival nutrition. So thank you for doing that. But beyond that, I mean, you represent the who's who of, I think, the most courageous voices of our era, and you're fearless about it. You know, you just go to work and you get the books published and you get them out there. And then many of these books end up being, you know, bestsellers. I mean, really top of the charts. If they're not sometimes censored off the New York Times bestseller list, they end up being top selling books. Can you go through some of the authors that you've represented?
Yeah. So, you know, some of the ones that we've done in the last few months are, Cause Unknown by Ed Dowd, which I think is just an incredibly important book, because you know, just to go into a little bit of the background there, is that, you know, we were told by every major leader, you know, on the right and the left, you know, in 2021, but also by every major mainstream media outlet, that vaccines were safe, that they were effective, that they were going to end the pandemic, that they were, you know, they were going to save us in this, you know, crisis. And so what we had first was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, coming out. And he worked incredibly hard to get to the bottom of the story and to warn the American public about what was going to happen. And to sort of try to steer the public towards ways of handling that historical moment better. And so the whole world kind of came down on him. Dr. Fauci used, you know, every trick that he could, every bit of power that he had, manipulated the media, just did everything possible. And so some people heard that story, and the book wound up selling 1 million copies. And there was a whole,
wow,
whole of us going on to shows, to podcasts, to radio shows. But the amazing thing is that the most censored book of the last 3 years was also one of the best selling. So it was kept off, like you said, bestseller list, and you couldn't advertise for it. And many bookstores wouldn't carry it. Libraries wouldn't carry it. But the amazing thing is not that it sold 1 million copies. It's that if a book that's that censored sells a million copies, then you know that it could have probably sold 10 million copies.
That's right.
And you start to see what's happened since then, which is that millions and millions of people are unwilling to be fooled by a corrupt government and these big greedy pharmaceutical companies. So they are coming out, and there are so many new venues, and there are so many, you know, millions of people willing to take risk now that weren't before. And so I think that really bodes well for Bobby Kennedy as a candidate, because I think the American people has seen what it feels like to be lied to by the people who you put in power, and lied to by the most powerful, you know, corporate officials in the country, maybe in the world. So, you know, many of our books told pieces of that kind of story. So we published Lies My Government Told Me by Dr. Robert Malone, Mickey Willis's book, Plandemic, like you mentioned. I mean, that's a fantastic book and a fantastic story of the most watched documentary in the history of the world. And he's now coming out with part three of it. It's just a couple of weeks from now. But he's another one of those really brave people. So, you know, you have Malone, Dr. McCullough wrote a book for us, Ed Dowd, you know, so, and then many of the others. I mean, there were books that we published on both sides. So we published the case against wearing masks and the case for wearing masks. And then we published the case for, you know, lockdowns or, you know, any of the major issues. We tried to publish books on both sides, right, just to be fair, so that the public could really see both sides of the story. And what we found time after time was that that the government would not allow both sides of the story to be told, and yeah, that they wrote letters to big tech companies to get them to take books down, that they took things, as you well know, took things off YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, deplatformed people in all kinds of ways. And I mean, you have suffered through many of this sort of thing too. But you know, so we've been fighting back by publishing all of these books, and I think that they've gotten through to a big segment of the population, and I'm hoping that continues.
Absolutely, they have. And yeah, it's interesting that you and I are both publishers, and we've both been heavily censored, and we're living in an age of digital book burning. I mean, this is like the Third Reich on steroids now, with the level of government mandated censorship and deplatforming of content, including books like you mentioned, but also websites like mine. This is why I ended up building this platform, Brighteon, so that we can even speak, you know. And it took many millions of dollars to build this platform and roll it out, and now millions of people use it. So it's kind of like with your books, you know, the grassroots support keeps demanding more and more truth. And even Robert F. Kennedy said it himself. He says, you know, well, this is a paraphrase of what he said, and I think Tucker Carlson said something very similar, but you know, the more you speak the truth, the more powerful you are in society, a loose paraphrase. But there's absolute truth in that. The more we tell the truth, the more people are attracted to our message because it resonates with them. And that's what Bobby Kennedy is all about right now. He's the one voice standing up and just screaming the truth, but not in a wild-eyed kind of way. It's a very meticulous, documented way. The facts are on his side as he talks about these things. And your company, Tony, has been, you know, courageous enough to organize those facts in book format and publish it. And next question to you, I want to ask you this. When I interviewed Bobby, he said that he supports the criminal investigations and potential prosecutions of anyone who lied to the American people who was in a position of power. And that would be prosecuting potentially thousands of public and private medical experts and doctors and so on, if they committed fraud against the American people. Do you think that kind of action is necessary for us to restore public faith in medicine and science?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's a great quote that people who forget the past are destined to repeat it. And I think that a strong statement has to be made that, you know, with all of these incredibly powerful people, lying to the American public over this 3-year period, that there has to be some kind of truth and reconciliation, that there has to be some kind of accountability. So I don't think that it winds up being thousands of people. I think that if you prosecuted, you know, 50 people or 100 people at the highest levels, you would get most of the corruption and you would make a really strong statement. So, you know, what Bobby has said many times is that even when he looks at these corrupt agencies who are supposed to be regulating big pharmaceutical companies or big agricultural companies or big oil companies, you know, that most of the people working there, that he often says 90% of the people working there are upstanding, hardworking people who are trying to do the right thing. And the problem is that often the most corrupt, the least honest people rise to the top in the kinds of systems that we have in place now. So we have a government where the most corrupt people benefit because they're willing to take money from companies that they're supposed to be at odds with, that they're supposed to be looking at them carefully with a critical eye. Not that all companies are bad or doing bad things, but we need a government that looks at a big pharmaceutical company and, you know, holds them to the fire and says, if you're going to get the protection of the U.S. government, you know, you have to really do your research and you have to prove to us that you're looking out for the welfare of the people in this country.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well said, because, you know, the FDA grants exclusivity, emergency use authorization, and also legal immunity to these corporations that are making clearly defective products that are harming and killing and maiming lots of people. Let me shift gears just a little bit here, Tony. I've predicted that if Robert F. Kennedy gets the nomination, he wins this thing, even if he's up against Trump. But if he doesn't get the nomination, then if it's Biden versus Trump, then Trump wins this. So, I mean, Trump, I think, is the presumptive nominee on the Republican side. Even if they arrest him and throw him in jail, he can probably still win just because of the outpouring of support and how many people are fed up with the Biden regime. But if the Democrats were wise enough, they would, you know, show Biden the exit and bring in Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who would get all these crossover votes from Trump people who are, frankly, very frustrated with Trump for Trump's position on taking money from Pfizer and Operation Warp Speed and all of that. So isn't it interesting that Bobby Kennedy is actually sort of the pivot point of whether Democrats or Republicans win in 2024, at least in my analysis?
Yeah, I mean, I feel really strongly that you're right, that if he got the nomination, he would win by a lot, because he would get, you know, every Democrat voting for him, he would get a lot of independents, and he would get many Republicans voting for him. So I think that, you know, and that's part of what his campaign, needs to be focused on, which is healing the divide. That, sure. You know, this has to be one country. You know, we are all Americans. And he's been saying that. He's been saying that he wants people to think of themselves not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. And I think that this is a period where we really need that, where we need to be one country.
Well, I completely agree. And I see RFK also as a healer, as you do. And he is, of course, perhaps politically described as more of a centrist. But really, a lot of his policies or a lot of his positions on policies, I think, would get a lot of agreement from conservatives today. For example, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of worship. And I think it's also valuable that Bobby has himself been a victim of the censorship and the defamation and the blacklisting, because now he understands it. And frankly, if you haven't been through that, you can't really understand it. I mean, you've been through it, Tony, at your company. I've been through it in spades. Trump has been through it, and so has Bobby. You know, God help us. We need somebody in charge who knows what it's like to be targeted with civil rights violations of censorship and blacklisting. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, the tools that have been used in this last 3-year period would really be the envy, I think, of any dictator in history. And that, you know, we have to recognize that we've been subjected to this sort of fascism that we always thought wouldn't happen in this country. We thought it would happen in China or in Russia or in other places, but we were always proud that there was a real democracy here. And in the last 3 years, that hasn't been true. I mean, if somebody wants to shut you down, they should make better arguments. You know, they should have a competing show, and they should talk about something you said and then make an argument that you're wrong and that they have a better way of describing something, or
instead of just silencing you.
Policy. So, you know, right. to silence people at the level that they've been silenced over this last 3-year period is so un-American. And it really shows you that this period hasn't been about right and left. It's been about right and wrong. You know, it's been about our basic rights being taken from us.
That's right. And yeah, I see Bobby Kennedy as being very strongly opposed to the authoritarian tendencies of any government, any party. And yet, you know, honestly stated, the Democrat Party is the party that has taken this authoritarianism to a whole new level of, I would say, criminality and treason, frankly, with what they've done. I know that Bobby doesn't stand for all that stuff. Like, the Democrat Party has run away from the Democrats. You know, the Democrat Party has become, at least the establishment of it, has become kind of this Marxist party. But then also at the same time, the Republican establishment has become so anti-America that they don't want Trump either. So we have two candidates now, with Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump, that are both being rejected by their own parties because both parties are corrupt establishment, you know, protectorates that really don't value American values, I would say.
Sure. So, you know, you clearly do have two presidential candidates in Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy who are routinely censored. And, you know, that doesn't seem like something that would happen in a functioning democracy. You know, people are allowed to disagree with anyone who they want to, but they should do it by arguments. They should do it by, you know, really fierce debate. And that, I think, makes all of our lives better. It's not just about somebody sort of coming up with something that they believe is true. They have to convince us in a democracy. And so, you know, I would love to see at some point a debate between Bobby Kennedy and Joe Biden, but I'd also like to see a debate between Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump.
Me too.
Which I think would be really interesting. And I think, you know, as I said before, the American public deserve these debates. They deserve the opportunity to see who their leaders are, and not just the analysis by people who are trying to push all of us towards a specific outcome.
So how do we, the people, pressure the DNC to restore debates that used to be a normal part of the democratic process, but they've announced they're canceling them this time? Can we pressure them and to get them to reconsider that decision? Is there any chance of that? I mean, how can they ever let Joe Biden debate anyone?
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, on the one hand, we really have to have debates. And Biden really has to tell us what he believes, what he's going to do. He has already, you know, gone back on, you know, serious promises that he made as a candidate. So we need to know, you know, who is the real Joe Biden and who is the real Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the real Joe Biden is very different than the one who campaigned and the one who people voted for. And the real RFK Jr. is somebody very different than the one who's been portrayed in the mainstream media.
Yeah, that exactly right. But how much time? I'm not even familiar with the timeline on the Democrat side. I mean, when is the nomination determined?
Well, so there's plenty of time still for that to take place. But I think, you know, to your point, you know, one of the ways people can put pressure on the Democratic Party is to donate to a super PAC that's going to, you know, use as much power as possible to make that an issue that is front and center. So, you know, having billboards all across the country, getting onto shows where many, many people demand that we have open debates in this country. And I think that if there's enough of a groundswell, that if enough people on enough platforms are just saying, you know, we're not going to accept in this country that these kinds of decisions are just made for us. You know, that people didn't come to this country over the last 200 years to be told what to do, what to think, what to put in their bodies. You know, people came here because they believed they were going to have informed consent, but they were going to have real choices in all areas of their lives, including who to vote for and why.
Yeah, well said. The website, folks, is AmericanValues2024.org. So check that out if you'd like to donate to that super PAC. And apparently it's an unlimited donation that is allowed. And then also, if you want to go to just separate from the Super PAC, but I interviewed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his website, I believe, is Kennedy24.com. Let me bring that up to make sure that's the case. And what you can do there is just join his email list. Here it is, Kennedy24.com. Just join his email list there, put your email, your name, and your zip code. And he can keep you informed, or his official campaign can keep you informed. And that's separate from the Super PAC that, you know, with Tony Lyons here, but I just wanted to mention that because I've interviewed him. Back to you, Tony. So wrapping this up, you know, what's the big picture here? I mean, you sound very enthusiastic, but you also haven't sounded like you haven't issued a big warning, you know, saying things like, well, this is our last chance for democracy in America. But do you want to speak to that? Because a lot of us feel that way right now, that if we don't get our election system back in some way, that we're gone as a nation. Do you feel that, or are we not there yet?
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I mean, I think that when you look at some of the things that were done in the last, you know, couple of cycles, where, for example, the laptop from Joe Biden's son is misrepresented to the American people, so that they're told that it's a Russia hoax, you know, something like that. So people have various views on sort of like what types of election fraud have actually taken place. But I think that there's no question that there has been election fraud, and that failing to have really full debates is a form of election fraud, that we have a right to hear what people think and to really listen to arguments from our candidates so that we're really making a choice. And I think that what we've just seen in the last 3 years, you know, is a precursor to a much more scary future, which is the kind of future where we wouldn't have any rights to make any important decisions for ourselves. Yes. And that, I think, is really what's at stake here. And I think that when you look at why Bobby Kennedy's running now, so there's a biography of him coming out by best-selling author Dick Russell, and it's called The Real RFK Jr. And one of the things that you see in that book is that he thought that he might run for senator or for president many, many times over the last 30, 40 years. And he always thought that the time wasn't right, that he wanted to focus on his family. But what he came to now was that there's never been a time in the history of this country that is more fraught with danger, and danger to all of our constitutional rights. I mean, danger to everything it is to be an American. And that's why he decided that he had to run now, that after a lifetime of deciding to take other paths, he thinks that this is the turning point in the history of this country.
Yeah, and I see him as someone, he doesn't seek power. He's doing this almost as a last option, because it's necessary, because he has the mind, the leadership, even the family name, to be able to make a difference. And he's rising to the occasion, not because he wants to rule over people, but because he wants to stop the tyrants from ruling over people. That's what I see him doing.
Yeah, he has routinely given up everything. I mean, he isn't looking for more power. He isn't looking for more money. He donates the royalties for all of his books to Children's Health Defense. So, you know, he's doing everything that he's doing 100% based on values.
Yes.
Based on his desire to do what he thinks is best for the people of this country. And when you look at Joe Biden, it really looks like it's about money and power. And when you look at Dr. Fauci, you see it's just about corruption, money, power. So you see that in candidate after candidate and public official after public official. And what you would be voting for if you voted for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is a change to that way of running a democracy, so that we would take money out of politics and we would have a real democracy once again.
Yeah, well said. Thank you for joining me today, Tony. It's an honor to have you on, and I really honor the courage and determination that you exercise daily with Skyhorse Publishing and with this Super PAC as well. Again, AmericanValues2024.org is the website, folks, if you want to donate to it. There's no limit of donations. And Tony, can that be personal and corporate donations as well?
Yes.
Okay, so no limit on either one. And folks, just if you believe in what Robert F. Kennedy stands for, consider making a donation. I'm going to consider it as well. But in any case, thank you so much, Tony, for joining us today. This has been a really intriguing and enlightening conversation.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you. Take care and have a great day. I know you have 1,000 other things to do as a publisher, so I'll let you get back to it. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And folks, feel free, as always, to repost this interview on other platforms. And this is a great conversation. This is a critical time for our country. So definitely consider supporting this Super PAC, AmericanValues2024.org, because we know that Joe Biden doesn't support American values at all. That's for sure. But if you believe in American values, consider this Super PAC. And also, by the way, my door is open to anybody from Team Trump that wants to come in and do an interview. I put out a couple of feelers to some people who I think have a line with Trump. Doesn't have to be Trump himself. Trump's people. I've interviewed Kash Patel in the past. I just want to let you know I'm giving you equal airtime here on the show. So come on, we'll talk about the issues and maybe help raise some funds for Trump. Just reach out to me. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching today. Brighteon.com, and also the publisher of naturalnews.com. Take care, everybody. God bless America. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com. And as the weather is getting hotter and you're sweating more, you might need to replenish your electrolytes, which are, you know, natural, frankly, conductive elements that work throughout your body to help to allow you to function at a cellular level, not to mention neurologically or cardiovascularly. Check out what I have on my desk here. We've got electrolyte drops in a 2-ounce bottle format and also an 8-ounce bottle format, two different formulations. And if you go to our website, you can get them in volume here. You can get 6 of the 2 ounces, or up to 6 of the electrolyte drops in 8 ounces. These are all laboratory tested for heavy metals, like we do everything. So they're tested for lead and cadmium, arsenic and mercury. And plus, it's got what plants crave. So you can't go wrong. Electrolytes, better than Brondo. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.